Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it is time for you to find out all about the magical CC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love, the name that was given to me by Spirit. I am an angel intuitive. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, as well as being a Reiki teacher, and a divine healer. And I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And as you know, I'm also a blog talk host. But I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby Ginger, and as we, you know, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's a beautiful divine connection. It took me quite a while to realize that. But Joan left this door open, and others have walked through that space. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it helps me to, you know, to really relate and work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to these beautiful changes that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357. And I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate body release practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and the future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to start hearing some messages of DC. What do you have for us today?
Well, I got off to a little bit of a rocky start. I couldn't find anything that I wanted, Barbara. It's just been crazy. And I've been noticing, like, Joan Rivers has been, like, causing quite a commotion the past couple of days. I had even one of my friends, and she's a psychic, and she said, oh, my gosh. She could hear Joan and Phyllis laughing, and she's saying, "And you know, it's getting really crowded in here, so..." She's just, you know, she's saying she was, like, laughing at me because she saw all the people I've been channeling up in my head, and she saw, like, how crowded it was. So I've been laughing myself. But Joan has been, she's been really crazy. And last night I was talking to someone via Facebook, And she and Phyllis Diller and a few more came in. And so I said to my friend, I said, I think they're with you tonight. Have fun. And I slowly just snuck away, and I left them with my friend. So I could have a quiet night, Barbara. It's been just, like, really crazy. But the beautiful energy that we're surrounded by, like, for me, you know, with the new moon that we had and everything, being a Pisces, I'm connecting, like, with a lot of magic and opportunities, and it feels really, really great. So I'm just embracing, you know, the new month that's coming tomorrow. And I've just been getting, like, all different kind of crazy messages. They're, like, all over the place. They're just so all over the place. But the first message that I want to bring forward is a beautiful prayer, and it's an invocation of the archangels. It was written by Sunny Dawn Johnston. I invoke the blue light of Archangel Michael to surround and protect me. I ask him to bring me courage and strength and to protect me from any negativity. Seen or unseen, I ask that the brilliant blue energy of protection is placed over me, allowing only that which is for my highest good. I now invoke the white light of Archangel Gabriel to envelop me in his energy of purity and peace. I ask that he helps me to communicate with intention that which is in my heart through my words, my thoughts, and feelings of light and love. I now invoke the golden red energy of Archangel Uriel to fill me with wisdom, clarity, and vision. Help me to soothe all conflict in my life and replace with knowledge and understanding of the bigger picture. I ask that Uriel help me make choices that are the wisest for my personal journey. In closing, I invoke the green light of Archangel Raphael to pour health and well-being into my bodies, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Help me to allow the healing to be received wholeheartedly and guide me to my own natural healing abilities. Thank you. And so it is. And with that being said, the angels are coming forward, and here's their little message. Blessings, beloved ones. We, your guardian angels, are here to provide loving guidance, as well as to help you shine light upon any situation or concern, bringing a greater clarity and awareness that is needed. We will help you to prepare for the choices that are before you. We are always connected, and we will send you confirmation through your thoughts, your intuition, your dreams, as well as synchronicities that occur during your waking state. Align now and raise your vibration to match your intentions. Have faith and trust that as you remain positive, everything will go according to your divine life plan. Opportunities will begin to present themselves. Everything is shifting and returning to perfect balance. Keep pushing forward, and remember, you can change any situation that no longer resonates with your highest good. When you pray, you send your intentions out to the universe. It is heard immediately, and it is answered. Trust that your prayers will come to fruition, and sometimes they come in the most unexpected ways. Give permission to be all that you can be. Take time to discover the new aspects of yourself, and be willing to step up to new levels of awareness. Do activities that bring you joy, and as you do, you open yourself up to receive more positive energy, which in turn, of course, will help you to pursue your life purpose with passion. Beloved ones, each of you have guardian angels that are at your side, and they are always ready and happy to support you in any way possible. Please be open to receiving their guidance, and don't be afraid to live up to your fullest potential. As light workers, you are asked to step upon your path and be of service to humanity. We are all connected. Be an earth angel and share your love. Are you ready to respond to your call? Hold loving thoughts and walk through each day with love, compassion, and joy in your heart. You have incarnated during this lifetime for a reason, and it is now time to focus on your divine mission. As you lovingly become of service to others, you're going to notice that miracles will occur. We will be with you every step of the way. We love you, your guardian angels. And Barbara, with that being said, I have another little message. And, you know, being a Reiki master, I just want to let people know that Reiki is a universal life force energy, and it flows through all things. And we're going to use this energy right now to enhance our spiritual connection. We're going to come together at this time in love and gratitude, and we give thanks for all the blessings and divine assistance that we will receive. We're going to connect with this beautiful spiritual energy, and it's going to help each of us in every aspect of our life to heal and transform everything for our highest and best. Now, Barbara, you too are a Reiki master, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can I ask you at this time to join me and hold this sacred space for everyone?
Sure.
Okay, so Barbara and I are going to hold this sacred space for each of you, helping you to awaken to the powerful energy that is available. It will help with shedding light and healing that is brought from the spiritual realm. For understanding, for improving your health, and basically just every aspect of your life. What I ask now is please take a moment, set an intention for what you would like to create right now, what you would like to call in, or maybe what you would like to surrender at this time. And as you set your intention, you will feel the beautiful energy begin to flow. So please set that intention. Okay. Please close your eyes, sit comfortably, and allow the archangels to do all the work. We're going to call them in to heal and balance our chakras. And our chakras are the little energy centers in our body. They start at the base of our spine, and they go all the way up to the top of our head. These are our seven main chakras. So please breathe in the healing light of these beautiful angels, and then exhale any tension or negativity that you're holding on to. Okay, so the first archangel that we're going to call upon is Archangel Sandalphon. He's going to help us with our root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine. This chakra is a beautiful red color. It resonates with emotional issues and finances. You may feel Archangel Sandalphon's presence, and notice that you feel more grounded in your physical body. You may even envision roots growing from the bottom of your feet and going all the way down into Mother Earth. Now, we're going to move up a chakra to the sacral chakra, and it's located in the lower abdomen, just below the navel. We are now inviting in Archangel Shamuel, who will help heal relationships with unconditional love, as well as having confidence and helping with career matters, and even the ability to accept others, as well as our own sexuality. You may notice now that this chakra is glowing with a beautiful orange color. We move up once more to the solar plexus chakra, and this chakra is located in the upper stomach area. The archangel associated with this chakra is Archangel Uriel. He's going to help with any issues of self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence. You may feel a sense of peace now come over you and feel a beautiful warm energy that radiates in the upper stomach area. And you may see it as a beautiful yellow color that reminds you of the warmth of a summer sun. We now move up once again to the heart chakra, and this is located in the center of the chest, just above the heart. We now invite in Archangel Raphael. You may notice a beautiful green color beginning to surround you, as well as a beautiful pink color that looks almost like a beautiful lotus flower. Archangel Shamuel now joins Archangel Raphael, and is present in clearing negative emotions and helping to fill your heart with love and joy. Archangel Raphael is helping your heart to heal from its deepest wounds and bring about inner peace. You may now feel this beautiful feeling come over you, and you have the inner knowingness that you have the ability now to love fully. We move up once more to the throat chakra, which is, of course, located in the throat area. And this chakra deals with communication, as well as the ability to speak your truth. We have Archangel Michael present with us. You may see a beautiful blue color that permeates this chakra, and you now feel confident in living your truth. Once more, we move up once again, and we're at the third eye chakra, which is located in the middle of your forehead between your two physical eyes. We call upon Archangel Gabriel to help us nurture our inner self, as well as with communication. And Archangel Jophiel comes forward at this time as well. You are now able to focus and see the bigger picture, as well as feeling enlightened and having the clarity and the wisdom that you now need to make the decisions, that you have not been making, and also to really to trust your intuition. you may notice a beautiful indigo color that fills this chakra. And this is, you know, the color of like blue and violet together, and it sort of reminds you of a brand new pair of blue jeans. Okay, so we're going to move up now to the last of the seven main chakras, which is, of course, a crown chakra, and it's the highest of the seven main chakras. It's located at the very top of your head, and it helps you to connect with your higher self as well as spirit and true bliss. We now invite in Archangel Zadkiel. You may begin to feel the frequency of this beautiful violet light that begins to surround you, and you feel more connected to spirit, feeling an emotional healing that is now taking place. You may also see a beautiful white light at the very top of your head, and even maybe notice, like, in between all that white light is a little bit of a golden color. Any negativity that you once had, it's just leaving, and you are now filling with positivity. Okay, so we now thank these beautiful archangels for coming in and assisting us and giving them their, you know, their love, their light, their healing, the spiritual blessings that we received. And we have to now focus on our earthly body and come back to the present. Slowly, I ask that you take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. You can move your fingers and your toes if you need to. And Barbara and I will now come together and close this beautiful, sacred space. Namaste. Okay, Barbara, are you back with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, how do you feel?
Very relaxed, very happy.
Well, you're always happy. You're always happy. I have to say, I've been seeing a lot of eagles, and I posted yesterday, even on Facebook, if we see eagles, you know, it resonates with our spirituality, with clarity, with leadership. And the beautiful eagle, you know, he flew in to ask each of us to let go of any emotional attachments and try to fly high above all the restraints and allow ourselves to be free and victorious and, you know, basically go with the flow. And as we know, we see that, you know, the beautiful eagle, and he is the ruler of the sky. He asks that we use our energy for the greatest good. And this beautiful, you know, bird, the eagle, is a supreme visionary. He is a master of timing as well as accuracy, and he's also a messenger of the gods and the lord of the birds. He offers each of us the opportunity to see our lives differently. We all have our own perspective, which in relationship to the eagle is short-sighted. Our perspective is personal and limited by what we experience and the knowledge we gain. From our elevated vantage point, balance, harmony, and joy can easily be found. So the eagle reminds each of us, never judge a book by its cover, as well as not allowing the illusion of limitation to ground us in our flight. He asks that we be courageous and we stretch beyond our limits, reaching higher and becoming more than we ever could have believed we were capable of. The future holds possibilities that you may not be able to see. So please, take flight today with the eagle. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. And here he is. Much love to each and every one of you, my beloved. It is a beautiful day for you to begin to be you. We say this because so many of you are working so hard to try to figure out who you are, what you're here for, what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to feel, what you are supposed to think. You have this belief that there is something wrong with you, that you are born incomplete. And we want you to know that that is not true. You are complete as you are right now. And you may want to use one of those dear innate statements for this. And just say, dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am. And let that just settle in with you. Let it sink into all of your being. Because if you are complete, then it means that there's nothing missing. There's nothing missing. This is something that so many of you have so many problems with. You think that you are missing love, you are missing money, you are missing your career, you are missing your purpose, you are missing so many things. And the truth is, you're not missing anything. You are complete. So don't be afraid to say that statement to your innate body and to accept that truth. Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am now. This doesn't mean that your desire for things will go away. It doesn't mean that you will no longer have opportunities to evolve and explore. But it does mean that you accept yourself as you are. And that is one of the important components of self-love. It is that self-acceptance. That saying that I am okay exactly as I am. Yes, I am changing, but that doesn't mean that I'm not okay now. You are complete right now. Right now. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you right now. And that brings you into a whole different energy that allows you to be in that energy of love and to actually enjoy your life and to know that there's nothing wrong, because there is nothing wrong. And we encourage you to say this anytime you are thinking about your life and thinking about your problems. Just take a moment, stop, and say, dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now. And feel yourself entering that state of peace, letting go of the turmoil, letting go of the drama and the trauma, because you are accepting yourself exactly as you are. And this is how we see you. We see you as complete right now. There is nothing wrong with you. There never has been, and there never will be. It is time for you to accept yourself. You are loved. You are so very, very loved. Join us in loving you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was amazing. And Ginger wants to let you know, she's saying, Auntie Barbara, you know, Mom spoke about the eagle. She's saying that is your totem animal for today. It resonates with you. And the message for you, she's saying, is you've got to trust in your higher self. Okay?
Hey.
So I don't know if you're trusting in yourself fully, but Ginger's saying she's not, you know, not all the way.
Okay. I'm working on it.
All you have to do is listen. And she's saying listen to spirit, and spirit's going to guide you. And she's saying, Auntie Barbara, just go with the flow. You know, and she's saying it's not supposed to be, you know, like receive with your conscious mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's just saying just listen to spirit through, you know, like, well, through your physical being and everything, but you're going to, you know, you're going to get that connection. And she's saying, you know, your ego is sort of like trying to get in the way. Do you realize that? So she's saying you've got
At times
she's saying you can't, you know, you don't know if it's ego talking or your higher self. And she's saying, you know, let go, you know, of anything that doesn't serve you, and know it's your birthright. You know, you're supposed to be here, to shine and your light and love upon yourself and others and the world around you. And she's saying you're doing a magnificent job, and it's only going to get better.
Wonderful. Okay.
You've got to keep. And I have to say, on Sunday, I took a little ride with my husband, and we stopped at a little roadside stand for some vegetables, and they had a swan behind some like little wire, like a wire cage, I guess, and his name was Henry. So Henry, you know, the swan, they said, you know, don't get too close because Henry bites, you know. But as a totem animal, a swan is very powerful and can help us to see in the future, as well as developing our own intuitive abilities. And it's also a symbol of purity, beauty, grace, elegance, and a symbol of divination and balance. And Ginger's saying that resonates with you too. So you have two totem animals today.
Okay.
But I had one of my Facebook friends saying he shouldn't be in a cage, like when she saw Henry in the cage. And I said to her, first of all, Henry bites. And he bites hard. And I said, he's not mine. I'm just trying to, you know, bring forth a message. He would be better than a dog. He looks like really, you know, that he could take care of business there. So I was glad Henry was behind the wire.
I get that Henry bites because he is behind the wire. He doesn't like being behind the wire, so that's why he bites. So
yeah, he's kind of huge. Henry's a big swan, and I've never seen a swan up close. So that was really, like, for me, that was awesome. I was like a little kid.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
it was really beautiful. Yeah, so you have beautiful totem animals that are guiding you today.
Wonderful. I like that.
Yes.
Well, thank you, and thank Ginger for me.
Have you ridden your unicorn lately, Barbara?
I have been thinking about riding that unicorn, and I looked on your webpage, on your Facebook page today, and you had something, it was a unicorn picture, and I'm thinking, okay, it's time to ride the unicorn.
It is. That's what Ginger was saying, Mom, this is for Auntie Barbara. And it said there's going to be a happy surprise and something very good is about to happen. And the unicorn is, like, just looking in the window, and it sort of sees, like, little Barbara, and she's not quite sure if she wants to ride the unicorn yet. Your inner child is, like, conversing with, you know, this beautiful unicorn, and she's getting ready to, you know, hop on with you. So get ready.
Okay. All right, I will ride the unicorn. I don't know if it'll be today or not, but I will ride the unicorn.
Okay.
Okay, we have come to the time in the show where we take questions from our callers. So if you have called in, make sure you have pressed the number 1 so that the symbol appears on the studio board and everyone has pressed 1. You guys are so wonderful. So we will go to our first caller from area code 25. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
And what can we do for you today?
Well, I have left one profession that I've been in for 15 years, and today is the final check from that county. And I've been on interviews, but I haven't had callbacks, and I'm just wondering when I'm going to hear something.
Okay. Well, let's check and see what we're getting about that.
Okay.
Okay, Kimberly, hi, it's DC.
Hi.
Great to connect with you, hon. Ginger is saying your answer is very soon, okay? And she wants you to know that you're very talented, and she's showing you all these beautiful little four-leaf clovers around you, okay? And she's saying, you know, just keep thinking about what you want, and, you know, this an opportunity is coming to you very, very soon, okay? Okay. So she's saying, you know what, Kimberly, whatever it is that you're wanting, she's saying you're able to manifest. You've just got to ask for it, okay? And I'm getting, like, within, you know, well, tomorrow's, the first day of the new month, and I'm getting within the month of August is when you're going to, you know, if you keep your eyes open, you could really have, like, you know, a job that you consider your dream job, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is saying you've got to be strong because things are going to get better. It may be, like, a little stormy right now, but she says, Kimberly, it never rains forever, okay? Does that make sense to you? Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus. God bless you, hon. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly, the first thing I'm getting is that you need to say that statement that Jesus was talking about when he talked. So I'm going to say it, and I want you to repeat it out loud, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Okay, and we're going to say it three times, actually. So, dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Dear innate,
I am
complete exactly as I am right now.
Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, and here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, I wanted you to make this statement because you were in the energy of, I might not be enough, because you were thinking that if you were enough, people would have been calling you, you would have had interviews, you would have had a job by now, everything would have worked its way out. And so there must be something wrong with you. And there's nothing wrong with you. So by letting your innate know that you are complete exactly as you are, it takes away the stress, the strain, the worry, the doubt, the fear, all of that. It takes it all away because you are recognizing that you are complete and you are ready to move forward in your life on this new adventure, working in a new place, experiencing doing something that you love doing. And so it is bringing you more and more into that energy. And we encourage you to make this statement to your innate body and to do it several times a day just to remind yourself that you are complete. And there is absolutely nothing to worry about. Be in that energy. And the more you are in that energy, the faster things in your life will change. It's a matter of who you are being, what you are feeling, that is creating what you desire. You can do this. We know that. And we are with you. And we love you. And you are complete exactly as you are. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to our next caller from area code 415.
Hi. Hi, guys.
A wonderful, mystical person. Okay.
It's the magical one. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. How about you?
That's good. I guess Jesus must have heard me because I was like, is he going to give this message to everybody? And then you're like, and our next caller. I was like, I really would like a different message because obviously this is like the theme.
Well, we'll see what he gives to you. You never know. You know, he can switch it up or he can just stick with it.
I already told him I don't want that message. I heard it twice already. and I was repeating it too. So
okay.
So exciting stuff. I feel like even in telling you this, I feel like it just like reeks of the same message. But like I'm gonna say that I took the leap the last couple of days because I shared with Barbara that I had in my account exactly the amount of money. I actually have a little bit more, like a couple hundred more than what I needed for my bills this month. And I was asking Spirit for a couple of $100 extra. And then I was like, no, let me just have like double it because I really want to have this foundation in my bank account. I don't want to like go into that lack feeling because I've been there before and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I knew once I figured out that I already had the right amount and that spirit already provided that for me and I was grateful for it, even though I did still want to bring in more, I was just kind of sitting with the thought of like, okay, I'm going to pay my bill. I feel like that's the right thing to do. And I want to do that and I'm going to boldly step forward. And I was just sort of sitting with it for a few days, like just to let it sink in of like, whatever. And I guess like clear whatever past stuff, because I guess you could say I've done something similar to that, but not really in the past. And like my father yelled at me for doing that, like paying whatever, like emptying my bank account. So, and the other stuff, whatever, who cares? So I was just like kind of sitting there and just like letting it sink in for a couple of days. And then yesterday I got an email from my mom and she was basically like, hey, I know your lease is renewing in a couple of months or something like that. Let me know when you get the new lease and let me know what the new amount for your rent is and I'll adjust it in my automatic payments. And I've been practicing on like graciously receiving and I was just like, you know, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. And I knew that that was the sign of like, okay, I'm ready to do this. And I paid my bill yesterday and I blessed the money and I let it go. And I went into this like turbocharge thing of like promoting my events and doing a bunch of million other things yesterday. And then I got like exhausted around 12 o'clock. I'm just kind of taking time to myself, but anyway, the point is that I would love some support because this is a real shift point for me of I'm not failing on my dreams this time around, like, or in my ability that like I can do this. And whenever that feeling comes over of like, well, whatever it is, like the old stories of making money and this and that and whatever, which again is just like a weird story that I attached to over these years, which is not even really true. I mean, there's like little tinges of it that obviously kind of trigger me, but I said, I can do this. I am doing this. I'm capable of doing this. Everybody else, there's like millions of other people that support themselves doing their own business. I can do it too. It's even making me a little emotional that. So, just, you know, I know I have you guys as support and I appreciate that. So, you know, it's not even a thing about like I'm all alone in doing this and I have spirit too, but it sort of does feel like, hey, I've been working up my courage all these years to be able to step out and to not retreat as in like, again, like abandon. And just a final note, like the thought that I've been having that's sort of been sticking a little bit, even though I've been doing the Dear Nate and I've been doing this like other clearing thing that I do, is that I notice I have this thing with relationships, this like push pull. And like, so I did a video yesterday and somebody appeared who's been following me for many years. And I said, you know, you see, you actually have like adoring fans, like people actually love you. Like, again, like I've had this thought over the years that people don't like, again, like your mind goes into these weird things, or I'll say my mind goes into these weird things that like people don't like me and this and that. And it's like, and I was reminded of the time of like, people actually like loved me when I was out and making my videos and doing my radio show. And I noticed this thing that, one, if somebody hangs around too much, I find it to be draining and annoying. And then if people don't pay attention, that they're ignoring me, I feel annoyed with that too. And it definitely like mimics the relationships that I've had with my family members, and that kind of, again, push-pull, I'm here, I'm not. And so I'd like to, you know, again, I'm just sitting with it, I'm observing it. But the thing that I would really like to clear today, my intention is that the other thing that's sort of sticking around is that I put out these events and I can't seem to shake the thought that people are not, like, I don't think that people are going to sign up and that, like, people don't support my work. Because that was also looped into something with the past, that everyone would, like, love my guidance and my videos and all this stuff. But then when I felt like I needed support from them as far as, like, money, and I, even in saying this, I see how sort of it's like a warped thought, but it just, no, people weren't around paying for my stuff when I made offerings. And it just would come out as such like anger and resentment. So I'm not really sure I know I need to like release that thought that people don't pay. Again, there's many of people on YouTube that offer free videos left and right. And I know they're getting paid from YouTube, which I'm not set up with that anymore. But they sell products too, and they have events and people come. So if it's possible for them, it has to be possible for me. But again, somehow, I don't know why people don't come to my events. And I know that's like a painful thought, but I just, and also one other final thought, I'm sorry about that. One other final thought here is that over the last couple of weeks, I was guided to raise the price for the classes, the laughing classes that I do, because I was actually doing healing work on the people. And I was promoting it as like originally as just like an exercise type thing. And it was like, Spirit was like, no, like these people are coming and they're getting healed by you. And you're saying, even to you guys, I shared on how people are transforming within like 15 minutes there, like working with me, or 10 minutes or whatever. And so I raised the rates, and it's somehow I felt okay and comfortable in promoting that. And I've noticed I've become a little bit shy in being loud and proud of like, hey, come and like raise your vibration and manifest your dreams and like clear your blocks at this thing. And P.S. it's $50, and it's really not a big deal, but somehow I get this like shame thing that comes up. So the bottom line is I just want people coming to my classes. And I feel like I've always had this like carrot dangling. This is where that Jesus thing comes in of like, you're fine just the way you are. But like, I've always had this carrot dangling thing that like, I'll be happy and I'll be fine and content, obviously always wanting more. But like, if I can just have consistent people coming to my events and paying for my events, that makes me so happy. But yet it's like, I'm always so close, yet it keeps getting, oh no, now you got to clear this. Now you got to clear this. Now you got to, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done with that. So, fear and aid, I'm fine just the way I am. There you go, Jesus, I got it out of the way.
All right, that's the end. The kind of messages we're getting about all of that, DC. DC, are you muted?
DC left the building. She's like, I left the building.
I was laughing so hard I was coughing, Barbara. I had to mute. I started to cough, so I had to mute myself. But, you know, with our magical friends here, a note to self. Just remember that you can't, you know, Ginger's saying, you can't control how other people, you know, receive your energy. And anything that you do or you say or you put out there is filtered through the lens of whatever they're going, you know, through at the time. Okay? So it has nothing to do with you. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're doing an amazing job. You know, you're on a magical journey. Just keep doing what you're doing and just, you know, fill it with love as much as possible. And with that being said, the angels are showing me new beginnings are coming your way. And they're opening all these beautiful doors for you. They're doors of change because you are ready. Keep affirming, you know, I am ready. And Ginger's showing me money's coming your way and opportunities, and you're going to have, like, you know, she's saying money in the bank to buy larger things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of getting, you know, like, tomorrow's, like, the next month of August. I don't feel like, you know, the bigger money's going to come in August. I feel like maybe, like, the month after it'll start then. Like, in the fall is when you're really going to see things really, you know, really switching up for you and, you know, taking a major turn, okay? This is when you're going to, you know, get all the, you know, all the rewards because you've worked really hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So keep on doing what you're doing. You've got to stay positive, you know, and just have a little bit of patience. And, you know, get out and try to have a little bit of fun. You know, connect with some family, connect with some friends. And just, you know, take your mind off of this a little bit, Ginger's saying, and have a little bit more fun, okay? And it's sort of
yeah,
like,
I've actually been doing that. Go ahead.
Okay, she's saying like you're like the way you're thinking and stuff. She's saying you sort of got to detox your thoughts a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you watch what you put in your body, like you're really conscious of what you're eating and you know drinking and stuff. But you've got to watch because those thoughts they sort of have like these unnecessary toxins that you don't need, okay? And you know you want to stay healthy. I know that you're very you know into health and everything. And she's saying, you know, your thoughts are causing a little bit of dis-ease in your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just saying, you know, just make sure that you're watching, you know, like what you're thinking, you know, and make sure, you know, every now and then that you know, you watch, like, your food and different things. At times you might slip a little bit. But she's saying, you know, there's a little bit of negativity around you, and it could come from people that you're connecting with as well as situations. And she's even saying there might be something that you're consuming that might be causing a little bit of an allergy, and you might not even be, you know, realizing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful with that. And you're doing a great job. You know, put it out there. Put whatever you feel you're worth and don't worry about it. Just put it out there, okay? You know that you're worth it, okay?
Well, so can I just... I feel like I'm kind of like, whatever that word is, like nipping at the bit or something. I don't know whatever that is, but nipping at the bud, what the saying is. So I'm doing that. Well, first off, I don't like the underlying thought that, like, I sort of question if people are going to come or, I, you know, it's like my efforts, you know, I keep saying, dear innate, my efforts make a difference. Dear innate, my efforts bring money, you know, all those things. And I have been, like, this weekend, I allowed myself to step away and, like, really open up to have, like, a life again. Like, like my life wasn't consumed by work, and I've been moving more towards that, which is really nice. I actually feel happier with that and, like, more normal, you know, not, like, obsessed with work all the time. And with that said, and this is, I know what the answer is, and I know that there's, like, not a timing thing, but it's, like, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I've been hearing from you that like, I'm going to have money like come to me for like the last several months. And like, I know it's coming, but it's like, and it has been like come here, but like, I need like now I feel like it gets a little frustrating when you hear things like that, because it's like, yeah, I know that I could feel it. I could feel it. And now I'm at a place that I am over the next like few days, like I'm happy to pay my bills. I feel good about it. You know, again, like I said, I wanted to feel good about it, and I'm going to be at a place that I really do need to bring. I mean, I guess that could be challenged too, but I'm trying to find another word rather than need, but like, you know, the money, like I could charge many things and I do. And also, I really like paying my credit card in full. So it's a thing of like, yeah.
But you know what? I'm just like, Ginger's just showing me all this money coming to you. Don't, you know, just keep like, feel it as if it's already here. And like I'm saying, it's money. She's saying that, you know, you're not worried about like buying little things. This is going to be that you know, something that you've been wanting. It's going to be a larger thing, and you're going to have the money to
yeah,
buy
like
it.
House.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's
yeah.
many large things that I freaking want
right,
for and, like 20 years.
Really. Are you going to have it? You know what? Your dreams are becoming your reality. Okay.
Yeah.
And prosperity's way, and you've just got to know that everything that you've been wanting, everything that you've been needing, it's coming for you. Just keep honoring yourself, honor, you know, the beautiful callings of your heart and your soul. And, you know, don't think about anything that's, you know, any kind of ideas of lack or anything of that. Just keep thinking about like abundance, abundance, abundance. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be struggle. Okay. And, you know,
yeah,
the angels are with you. You, you know, into the, you know, they're bringing you into the direction that you need to go in to have that prosperity and to live the life that you've been wanting, because you truly do deserve it, okay?
Yeah.
To receiving, you know, all the beautiful prosperity that comes your way. And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in now, and Jesus, and you still need to heal this, some negative money beliefs that you have, okay, and they still need to be healed, okay?
Yeah.
So once you, I think, get over that, and you heal those, like, negative beliefs, okay? And Phyllis Diller is coming
in.
I know,
and
saying,
also that's the carrot again. That's, like, I mean, I'll tell you, like, I've been really proud of myself. Like, every day I have this routine. Several times a day I go through what I'm proud of with myself. And the list gets really long because I am, like, super proud of myself with so many things. And then I go through my routine every time I'm taking a walk or even just in my apartment. I go through my I ams. I go through the Dear Innate statements. I do this, like, access consciousness clearing thing. And I'm in a really good groove. And I'm really proud of myself with that stuff. And then there's that, okay, and still, hey, you know, you have this doubt about people signing up for your event. Okay, clear that. And it's like, well, I'll get there. Then I want to be rewarded. You know, there's plenty of people, everybody I've been noticing, well, not everybody, that does spiritual work and brings in money at the same time while they're growing and developing. And
right.
I deserve that too, to be able to support
well,
myself
sure you...
while I'm working on myself.
Right. Oh, definitely. And you can have that.
Yeah.
You've got to have that. You've got to honor that light within, you know, and you're meant to, you know, to be that beautiful person that guides others. And you have this beautiful light. You're like a lighthouse. You have to shine for others. And you're here to, you know, to share your talents, your gifts, your passion. And, you know, you're giving others, you know, the permission. Okay, if she can do this, you know, she's really awesome. I feel like I can do this, the same too, you know. So just honor what your heart is feeling and do what makes you happy. Don't make any excuses. And, you know, show yourself off. Ginger's saying, you know, be a show-off. Show off those beautiful talents, okay? And you're going to have the respect that you want from others, and you're going to have, you know, the money that is needed. And Phyllis Diller was saying, sweetheart, aim high, and you won't shoot off your foot, okay? So just aim high. You've got to aim high, okay? And I'm feeling like in the heart center, you know, there's a healing, you know, that's needed from the heart center. And just start to send, you know, that loving, healing energy to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're healing everyone, but the love, you know, the love, we're going to start, we're going to make sure that you're healed too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We want to, you know, we want to heal you, and we also, like I said, there's that little bit of, you know, negativity that you're holding on to that you sort of don't believe, you know, that you deserve all this, and you are manifesting right now, you're growing, you've got to stay focused, okay? And you're going to see that, like, all this new is going to come into your life, okay? And there's not going to be any, you know, oh, my gosh, like, I was almost there. The carrot's not going to be dangling in front of you, okay?
Yeah,
so
I want to eat
the
freaking carrot.
You have a whole bag, Ginger saying. You can have a whole bag if you'd like. But, you know, you've got to really believe it in your heart, like, go over the negativity, okay? And You're getting downloads from everywhere. You're getting it from out in nature. You're getting it from TV. You're getting it, you know, as you're driving. You're getting, like, all these messages. Everywhere you look, you're getting messages, okay?
Yeah,
so
that's
Ginger,
true.
You know, you're going to reap those benefits in the fall. Start planting your seeds now, okay? Plant those beautiful seeds now and watch how everything does grow for you. Because it is going to grow, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Lady Diana,
I feel like I had something.
In and she,
I feel like I had something else to say to fight back, but it like left me.
Lady Diana's coming in, and she's saying hi to you, and she's giving you a hug, and she's saying, you know what? I didn't have a rule book. I let my heart lead me. Okay, so she's saying, listen to your heart, not your head. So I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and she loves your energy, and she loves to be a free speaker. And she loves your energy, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Barbara?
Okay, are you ready to do your Dear Innate statement?
Sure, I do them all day long anyway. Okay. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you, Barbara. Sometimes, like, I will have in the middle of the night, it'll be nonstop that my, I'll say it's just like my spirit and my guides will just be running through, like, they'll be doing a certain program of, like, the DRNA. Like, I had that a couple of days ago that I was, like, tossing and turning and, like, kind of half up for, like, several hours in the night, DRNA, 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 just, like, clearing one after the next. Yeah. You get that?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my life. Okay.
That it just runs on its own? That it runs on its own?
Oh, yeah. I wake up and I'm making statements all the time. That's been normal for my life for years now. So I told them I want to clear everything. And they're like, okay, well, even while you're asleep, we'll be clearing. And I wake up clearing and I go back to sleep.
Okay.
So here are our statements. Dear innate, my seemingly impossible good now comes to pass.
Is that impossible good?
My seemingly impossible good now comes to pass.
Okay. Dear innate, my seemingly impossible good now comes to pass.
Dear innate, I live a life free from all limitations.
Dear innate, I live a life free from all limitations.
Dear innate, I feel rich and successful.
Dear innate, I feel rich and successful.
Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am right now.
Okay, so those are the ones that I was guided to have you say. Let me see.
Is there anything about that, something with, like, relationships or intimacy or something about, like, that it's okay for people, like, I don't get drained if people are, it's okay for people to come close to me and, like, post all the time without me feeling drained and then, like, resentful that they're, like, not paying me. And also on the other side that, like, I'm not ignored when I send out, like, emails of, like, announcements of events. It's such an old pattern. Like, that's what makes me laugh. It's like, oh, my God, this is going back to, like, whatever, you know, like 2007 or whatever it was. Like, wow, I've been carrying this for so long.
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about that. Okay. Dear innate, I am not controlled by the energy of others.
Dear innate, I am not controlled by the energy of others.
Okay, I guess that was a lot of that because you were saying that, you know, you were making it important for people to do what you wanted them to do, and if they weren't doing what you wanted them to do, then it was a problem and blah, 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 blah. And so you were giving away your power. Same thing with people who are paying attention to you and yet not purchasing your items. You were giving them the power to determine whether or not you are happy, whether or not you are successful, whether or not you are paid. So this is about taking your power back, which means that you are not controlled by anybody else's energy. And do say the one,
right.
Dear innate, I am complete, because the more you say that, the more you are taking back your power. you are recognizing that you don't need anything from anybody else, that you are complete and you are loved and you deserve to have whatever you desire. So recognizing that you are complete is an important step in your evolution. It really is much bigger than you imagine.
Right, okay. So I'm also going to say, like, dear innate, I am not affected by the words that people say either. Because I've been noticing also on how... Because I a lot of things have been coming to my awareness of how my parents over the years have made comments to me. And again, it's just their point of view and it's just out of concern and just out of love, but how I've let that, I see how like then my timeline plays out on how I've let that sort of destroy me at the time, you know, like really control on how I looked at myself. And I've just been making jokes at myself of like, you gotta like watch who you hang out with a lot more because I'm like so impressionable. Like I never really realized how impressionable I am, even into like my, you know, my mid 20s, like just so impressionable. So, and you know, also I'll say yesterday I was on this like really gung-ho, like this high again, like promoting myself, sending out emails, like all excited. I made a video. Like I did like 50 million things, like some, what someone would accomplish in like a week, I finished in like a couple hours. And that's just sort of like my, the way that I operate. And then after I sent out all the emails, I noticed, and I was like clearing that guilt and the shame, but I was like, I noticed how then I went into this phase of like going to like destroy myself of like, maybe I'm annoying people. I'm, they get reminders through Meetup anyway. Plus I'm sending them another email because I'm using it sort of as my mailing list, which I like the idea of that. And like, it was just sort of like, you're annoying people. They're going to unsubscribe because you're sending so many emails. And I was like, don't do that. And then it was like, it was just like, I was like, look how you're just destroying your creation. Like, look how like you get so passionate and so excited about what you do. And then something flips, you know, because I'm like an emotional person and like something flips and then like I go to like destroy everything that I laid the foundation for. So I said, I'm not going to do that. Like, I don't want to. I said, like, thank you for that awareness, because like that was like really like, wow. Like yesterday, a lot of insights came in of like, wow, this is what I've been doing all these years in my business. Like, no wonder I'm in the situation I'm in now, or like no wonder that it didn't, whatever, like I wanted it to, because look at how I do this destroying. And it reminded me of like, just like a day or two before, Spirit had brought, sometimes Spirit brings me like songs, like one after the next. And Spirit brought this song to my mind like 2 days ago, and it was from Flashdance. Like something like Once There Was Nothing, something, what a feeling it was called. And I haven't heard that song in years, but when I was a little kid, that came out when I was like really young. And I loved that movie because I was a dancer at that time too. I went to dance classes, and I was like, what an interesting song that like, I, you know, I love this song. I should watch this movie again. And I was listening to the lyrics and it was saying on how like, let your passions come alive, and something about like dreams coming true. It was making me emotional again. And I was just like, I was like, oh, that's really interesting how Spirit brought me that song. And then I was reminded of it yesterday of like, how, look how passionate you are. Like, this is the key. Then don't go, you know, then just notice on how like all this like shame and guilt comes in afterwards. I don't even know where that came from. I guess it, you know, of course it doesn't really matter, but I can't even trace it back of like why I started shaming myself from being so passionate and so strong. Like my energy is like really strong. And again, I don't know where this shame has come from after I like unleash it. And I guess that goes back to DC's, well, not I guess, it definitely goes back to DC's message of like, you can't control how others receive my energy.
So.
And no, you're not supposed to. But you
right.
need to
well,
make sure that you are putting out the love and the light. Make sure that you can say, dear Innate, I radiate love and joy. I radiate love and joy. That's it. Let that be all that you send out. I radiate love and joy.
Right. Okay. I like that. Okay. I'll add that to my routine.
Okay.
my daily
Wonderful.
Hourly routine.
Ginger's asking, I just started to really get into essential oils. I have, like, really bad allergies and everything. I don't like taking medicine, so I've gotten into the essential oils, and they're really amazing. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, I started to smell cedarwood oil, and she's saying cedarwood oil, you know, the cedarwood oil will really help you to feel, you know, the support that you're needing, okay? And, you know, you'll feel that you're supported in whatever you're doing at the time. And you've got to know that, you know, you can't make a wrong choice, hon. The only choice you can, you know, make that's wrong is not making any choice, okay? So
right,
you would
okay.
love to, and, you know, the cedarwood oil will help you to feel, you know, more supported, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you're reminding me of something that I have, too. Okay.
Okay, and the other one, I haven't gotten it yet. I think it's bergamot oil. Bergamot. That's one to help you to really to be happy, to let go of that heavy-heartedness, to connect with your joy, and, you know, to really help you to focus, okay? Ginger's saying, you know, this is your time, girlfriend. You know, this is your time to shine. This is your time to just enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. And she's saying, just breathe, and just, you know, laugh, lighten up, okay? And she's saying, please don't be so serious all the time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, and Michael Jackson is coming in and he's saying, you know, you have to trust yourself. Trusting yourself begins by recognizing it's okay to be afraid. You know, if there's a little fear there, it's okay. Don't, you know, you're getting the messages to the song. Just that beautiful inspiration before he says, you know, she doesn't want it. I'm going to give it to somebody else, okay?
Right. That's nice. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've
All
been,
right.
I, you know, it's, yeah, good. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Just smile, hon.
Well,
say,
you've gotten a lot
smile.
To think about today.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not thinking about any of it. That's the new routine, right?
Yeah, you
no,
don't think
I,
you
yeah.
are.
Right, I just do and I am. Right, exactly. Thank you very
yeah.
much, guys.
You're
Have
welcome.
A wonderful
yeah, we'll
day.
See how it goes. Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And our last caller is from area code 917. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Oh, great. I just have a question. I don't know if I should apply for the TSO position. Should I apply for it? I mean, should I work there?
Okay, let's see what we're getting about that. Do you see?
Okay, it's up to you. Do you want to work there? The angels are, you know, standing behind you, and, you know, you have options open to you. You have, you know, the ability to do what you want. If you want to work there, the answer is, of course, yes, okay? You have the ability to work in so many different, you know, areas, hon, okay?
Because it's kind of heavy. The job is, require me to lift and carry a lot of heavy bags, and I'm not that strong, so I'm afraid it's not good for my back.
Okay, well then ask for what you're wanting. You have the ability to
nope,
to really have
I
what
really
you're wanting.
Like, no,
go ahead.
No, I like the thing is I like the position. I just don't like the heavy lifting. So I just want to ask the guys, the angels, if I should work there.
Okay. They're not giving me a yes or a no because, like you said, you don't like the heavy lifting. And if the heavy lifting is part of the job, then, you know, you're going to have to do heavy lifting, correct?
But do they think I can handle the job?
You know what? I'm getting that there's something coming for you, a situation that's not here yet, and you're going to see that this is going to be upcoming, and it's going to be more so what you're suited for, hon. Okay? I don't get like a complete happiness because of the, you know, the lifting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
no,
you have the ability to
for another job.
Should well, you could apply for other jobs, and I see money coming your way. I'm getting that you're suited for marketing, you're suited for sales, you're suited to even like have your own business as well. Okay? You have a lot of beautiful leadership qualities. Okay,
so,
you've got to believe in divine timing, and you've got to believe in yourself. There's a lot of opportunities there for you to really do that work that you love because you're very intelligent. Okay, and
so
you've got you know.
Wait then. Don't you just wait for the right job to come along?
Well, I mean, not just wait. You know, just start, like, you know, looking, keep your eyes open for other opportunities that are coming your way. But this is the time for you to, you know, to change what you're doing. So, you know, you've got to be confident. And the angels are saying you got to be a little bit more active in looking for this, and then expect, you know, some good to come to you. You're going to find a job that makes you really happy, that you don't have to settle for. And, you know, I'm hearing fear. There's fear. And that, of course, is false evidence appearing real. Okay? Just know that things are going to change for you. Don't try to push or don't try to resist. You know, you've got to go within and listen to what you're telling us. Listen to what you're telling yourself, okay? I sort of feel like, you know, that, you know, you're a little bit anxious when you think about this job with the lifting, you know, and then the fear comes in, okay? So you've really got to start, like, you know, just looking and, you know, and seeing that there's something else I think that's going to be coming your way. Because this is your time. It's the time for you to do the work that you really love, okay?
Okay.
There's going to be a change, you know, that produces less stress, and you're going to have career, you know, advancement. It's going to be fun. You've got to see yourself in a job, you know, that you want. And you've got to see yourself exactly how you want the job to be, okay? I'm getting that there's going to be something coming. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be uplifting. But you've got to focus on what you love, okay?
Okay. Right.
Okay, and I've got to ask you, hon, are you drinking enough water?
I think okay. Why?
Because the angels, they're just saying that she's not drinking enough water. Okay, and I feel like really thirsty.
I feel that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's whatever you're eating or something that's just, you know, sort of like not giving you the benefits of the water. But I'm getting, you know, that just be mindful. Make sure that,
I think it's a lot.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're just saying that, you know, this is to Barbara. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Renee, I'm getting that you need to start making that statement too, that dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am.
Okay.
Because that brings you
mm-hmm.
back into your own energy. It brings you back into the awareness that you really are okay, exactly as you are. That it's not dependent upon what's happening out there in the world, how you are supposed to feel. As far as that job, they are saying that if you took that job, then at the end of every day, you would go home absolutely exhausted, and you would be good for nothing else. So that job would become the only thing that you would actually have the energy to do. If that's how you want to live your life, then that's fine, but most people don't want to live like that. So start focusing on finding a job that actually meets the criteria of what you want to do, what you enjoy doing, and stop expecting it to have, you know, negative aspects that you're not going to like or whatever. You can create a job that is exactly what you want to do without any other kind of stuff attached to it. And part of that is accepting that you are complete exactly as you are, which means you don't need to go out and find problems. You don't need that kind of life. You can accept that your life is good for you because you are complete. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, so they're showing that that's really something that you really need to focus on, just accepting that you are complete. So just make that statement, dear innate, I am complete exactly as I am.
Okay.
And you may
dear
want to,
innate,
I am complete exactly as I am.
I am complete exactly as I am.
Yeah. And you may want to say that first thing in the morning when you wake up and say it right before you go to bed at night. And you can say it throughout the day anytime that you want to. But the more you are saying that, the more you are actually getting out of your own way. And it's really opening you up to life. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for the day.
Awesome. And you know what? It's divine timing because little Jackson just arrived.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so I've got to do the Grammy thing.
Okay. Well, go and be the wonderful Grammy that you are. And everybody else, we will be back on Thursday. Today is Tuesday, right? And we look forward to connecting with you then.
Expect by Thursday that you will have ridden the unicorn.
I will endeavor to do so.
Okay. Awesome, Barbara. Have a day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.